This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just across the Manatee River from downtown Bradenton, Palmetto, at the beautiful new Marriott Resort and Spa, bringing back the Bucks. And I'm with Elliot Falcioni, Executive Director of the Bradenton Convention and Visitors Bureau. Really, it's all about tourism and brokering these great relationships, being a Pittsburgher, Elliot, and being here for more than three decades now. You have done a tremendous job of connecting our cities. The natural, you know, I guess the common thread has been the Pirates for spring training, but we've learned there's so much more. And there are so many Pittsburghers in this region, as you know.
Well, as you know, Larry, it's hard to leave Pittsburgh, but if there's a home away from home, it's Bradenton, Florida. And with the help of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rich Fitzgerald, to establish the sister city relationship, it is smiling ear to ear to see all the Pittsburghers, the Pirate jerseys over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, and Rich is here with his wife, Kathy, taking in some Pirate games and just relaxing for the weekend. And I do want to thank Tony DeRusso, who's the managing partner of the Marriott Resort and Spa. They actually have just outside the property on the Manatee River. They call it the Beach Club, brand new with an infinity pool. They've got these paddle ball courts, giant chess set. If you want to go out later, Elliot, I can play chess with you there. And this gym and workout facility, it is a world class, and it's new, connected to your convention center.
Well, that's what gave this Marriott the resort and spa designation. We needed this beach club. We're sitting in Riviera Dunes along the Manatee River, a 300-acre master plan development, and this is the new addition to that development.
And we want to thank our general manager, Greg Cassio, born in New York, raised in New Jersey, lives in Florida, but he's a Steelers fan through and through. We love that. Thank you.
Well, we're bringing Greg up this August, and we're going to get him a tour of Acrisure Stadium and let him enjoy a Pirate game.
You know what he's got to check out? This the Steelers' relatively new Hall of Honor. It is terrific, and if you're a fan, it's a must-see. So when you're coming to a game, Greg, and thank you for your hospitality. We appreciate you.
He came wearing a suit, but you know what, Larry? He looks like a middle linebacker, doesn't he?
Looks like he works out. He looks like he could, you know, squeeze your head like a grape.
30-plus years as a general manager in the business, we're blessed to have him in our community.
Yeah, that said, Elliot, you've come a long way since the back-to-back hurricanes, and thank God nobody was killed. A lot of damage, but in the process, this is peak season, spring break into, people may think summer vacations, and yeah, that's big, but this is prime time right now, and everybody involved, including you, did a remarkable job just getting everything back to normal.
It was amazing. The resiliency of the community, the businesses, the governments, turning a negative into a positive. You're right. We didn't have loss of life. We had our beaches. We had our bridges. So we were able to get the barrier islands open quickly. A little tidbit, Larry, as you know, the water ferry goes from downtown Bradenton to Anna Maria Island. We're moving about 600 passengers a day to and from, get the people out of their cars, onto the water, enhance multimodal transportation, and it's a beautiful attraction heading out there to enjoy.
And that said, the fact that this is a relatively new amenity, and for those that don't know, If you look at Tampa, most people know where Tampa is on the Gulf, and you go, depending on traffic, could be short as 45 minutes, heading down along the waterway. It's actually a beautiful drive, Skyline Bridge, past St. Pete. Then you get to Palmetto, where the Marriott Resort and Spa is, and then just across the river is downtown Bradenton. Then you have Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key, and people also very familiar with Sarasota.
Yeah, absolutely. To give a Pittsburgh perspective, we're like sitting in Upper St. Clair, and downtown Pittsburgh would be downtown Tampa. That's the proximity. But going over to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge from Tampa, 10-mile bridge, 225 feet from top to bottom, one of the most beautiful bridges you'll find in the world. And we use it as a geographical location, so our target market understands geographically where we're at.
Yeah, you can actually see it, by the way, when you're on the island or certain places in Bradenton, downtown Bradenton, you're able to see the bridge.
Well, we got you enjoyed dinner at the Oyster River restaurant up on the top floor of the Marriott. Beautiful views of the vista of the sunset in downtown Bradenton. And then, of course, across the river, the Spring Hill has the rooftop restaurant owned by Pittsburgh native David Kako. So
there's always a
Pittsburgh connection.
And when I say that, it's absolutely true. And with the Pirates now wrapping up spring training over the weekend and early next week, then you have the Marauders here. So if you're a baseball fan, there's plenty to like. And Monday night, the Moody Blues perform on the island.
John Lodge, the original lead singer of the Moody Blues, at the center on Anna Maria Island. Gosh, Larry, we're going to have a lot of friends there from Pittsburgh that night. And once again, produced by the great Rich Engler. Can't wait for that concert to take place.
And for those wondering, weren't you just there, Larry? Yes, I was. But we did a series and really almost like a documentation of the progress you made after the storms. But at this point, nobody's really talking about that. You have pretty much a normal peak spring break, end of spring training season going.
We're open. You know, it's our job to make sure that our target market understands that we are open for business. Sometimes the national media describes it differently. You don't want to have success for other areas that are struggling, like Asheville, North Carolina. Gosh, what's happened in Southern California, and it's really taken that media focus away from us. So we're doing really, really well. Now it's time to say, Pittsburghers, come on down after Easter. The weather's great. Nonstop flights. You flew Southwest nonstop from Pittsburgh to Sarasota, Bradenton, 2 hours.
It's 2 hours in the air, and also Allegiant. Important that you know, Allegiant doesn't show up when you search Priceline. You have to search Allegiant, but they have a beautiful aircraft and nonstop right to Sarasota Bradenton Airport. They have their own now. You built out, how many gates are there?
Six new gates, $110 million terminal. You flew into it the last time that you were here. We paid cash for it. And that added 12 additional nonstop flights on Allegiant. Their Airbus is now wrapped with the Bradenton area branding. And then on the other side is Sarasota. We're the only destination in the United States that has branding on an Allegiant jet.
You could have put my picture on there, too, but I get you.
On the tail, like Alaskan Airlines.
All right, Elliot Belcioni, thank you for your hospitality. We got a big show. You're going to hear from a lot of people related to what's going on here, but also we've got some important information about the fact that the Department of Education will be no more, apparently. This is the Big K Morning Show. Paul Skeens rookie card went on auction for, what, $1 million? And $1 million plus. Not bad, because it was one of one, and there was a lot of talk. Pirates had offered all kind of stuff, 30 years of seats behind the plate, all these other amenities, including Libby Dunn hosting in a suite for a game and all this. But it turned out the young man from California won it. Did you hear about this?
Your max bid was $900,000, I heard.
Yeah, I had to shut it down after that. How about this? A NBA jersey auction, a couple of sweaty, unwashed basketball jerseys could end up costing someone as much as a fancy yacht. Sotheby's is auctioning off Michael Jordan's first ever game-worn NBA jersey, and also the late Kobe Bryant's, too. Jordan's is from his 1984 preseason debut in Chicago. Kobe's from his rookie year in 1996 and has the number 8 on each. And each is expected to go for at least $10 million. Who are these people that can afford that?
You remember Larry Wayne Gretzky bought Honus Wagner's vintage card years ago. Spent a lot of money on it.
But it's exponentially more valuable now.
Yep.
And Honus Wagner lived in Carnegie, didn't he?
He is, and he's buried in Jefferson Cemetery in the South Hills.
You know that why?
Because it was in my backyard.
Yeah, and you grew up, you went to Baldwin.
Yes, sir.
Along with Dave Wannstedt.
Kevin Newman? No, not Kevin Newman.
Newman? Who?
I'm trying to think of all the Baldwin alum. I'm coming to a blank.
Kevin Newman. Where'd you come up with Kevin Newman?
Kevin, he's a writer for the Trib.
Kevin Gorman. Thank you.
Yes,
I got
sorry
you.
About that. Yes.
I got you.
Yes.
That's Elliot Felcioni, by the way. You can search him on.
Jason Mackey's a Brentwood guy.
Yeah. You have a lot of impressive.
It's in the water.
Alum. There.
Yes.
How about this? A Chinese tour guide says he makes more than $40,000 by carrying female tourists up a flight of stairs. He calls himself a climbing companion, and he helps people trek up thousands of stairs to the peak of Mount Tai in China. He starts by holding their hand, usually ends up carrying them in a fireman lift over their shoulders for the last 1,000 stairs. He says he does it twice a day, and he just started hiring additional people to help. This is something, Elliot, you should consider here in Bradenton. You can have carrying companions to get people, you know, when the sand is hot in the summer, carry them off the beach. Interested?
No.
Hawaii may have figured out how to build affordable homes using surfboards. A Hawaiian architecture firm has figured out a way to use waste from those foam surfboards to make bricks that are fire and termite proof and cost less than cinder blocks. Hawaii has, believe it or not, the highest homeless rate of any state in the union, probably because it's also the most expensive state to buy or build a house, costing $100,000 more than the national average. Have you ever been to Hawaii?
I have not yet.
No, I have not either, and I would like to go and see it. It's a far drive, though.
It's a far drive, and Waikiki, they say, is very congested.
See, when you get to California, then you got to go another, 3,000 miles?
Yeah, and it's a long swim.
It is. So that's some of the other stuff that's going on. But that Paul Skeens, they ended the auction and went for over $1 million. Show Larry Richard broadcasting from the beautiful Marriott Resort and Spa here just across the Manatee River from downtown Bradenton and Palmetto, and in this beautiful beach club. And we're bringing back the Bucks. But I want to dial back to what Michael Spaciopoli just talked about in his editorial. And Paul Rasmussen, as a reporter, I know you can appreciate what George Barber must have went through just to cover the walk in Selma 60 years ago. And I know we're proud of the history of KDK being the first and those kind of things, but I think it's exceptional that we had a man who was willing to risk his life to tell this story.
Well, we have to thank the eldest daughter of George Barber, Jacqueline Barber, who brought this to our attention. And the reason why she did is because the John and Lillian Miles Lewis Foundation is involved in commemorating this march from Montgomery to Selma, Alabama. And what they've done for the 60th anniversary is that they've taken segments of the reports that were filed for KDK Radio by George Barber, and they've made them available during a commemoration back earlier this month of Bloody Sunday. A couple of plaques one at the Song of Selma Park, which is at the foot of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And the plaques have quick response codes, QR codes, linked to four segments of the reports from Barber. As you pointed out, the only black radio reporter to go the whole 54-mile route. And again, I want to say thank you very much to his eldest daughter, Jacqueline, for sharing this with us, because I remember it wasn't long ago that we were doing stories about his passing here on KDKA.
And how about Variety Magazine in 1964 published a story with the headline, George Barber as KDKA's first Negro in 43 years gets to the core of things to recognize the work that he had done. And when you think back to those days, which we can't relate to one-on-one, it included interviews that George Barber had with marchers from everyday folks who were simply marching for a better day for their children and their children's children, to notables, as you mentioned, John Lewis and Viola Luzio, a white woman who was killed by the Ku Klux Klan after transporting persons to the march, and Jim Letherer, a man who had a leg amputated by cancer, but he walked with crutches in the march, and a rabbi, Abraham Herschel, Jewish scholar and philosopher, all coming together along with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And we actually have some of the sound from a report that George Barber filed with KDKA. Hang on, we're trying to cue that up. In the meantime, we do want to thank the family and know how much it means to the history of KDKA.
Just to give you some idea, by the way, Larry, just to put a finer point on what Barber risked by doing what he did, because he was the only black radio reporter to cover this major civil rights event, the entire thing. But what his daughter shares with us is that he got separated from the people who he was marching with, and they were all protected by National Guard troops. So he wound up running for his life, the white racists that were trying to stir up trouble along the route.
And by the way, he had very, very humble beginnings. One of 13 children born to a poor coal miner and his wife living in Oakdale, Pennsylvania, he overcame poverty and racism, and at the age of 96, passed. Now, here's a part of one of his reports.
Here come up and lay him down. Right, right. Let me hear a little sound. Right, right. Here come up and lay him down.
There was a Selma to Montgomery march that was scheduled to take place. So at the staff meeting, it was pointed out that we weren't going to send anybody to cover this Selma to Montgomery march because it was too dangerous. And I spoke up and said, I'll go. And there was quite a reaction, because here I am, the only black in the room, black reporter, and Jack Ways, my dear friend, he said, you go. They'll kill a white reporter, but you, they'll tar and feather. And so I kept talking. I found myself on a plane headed for Montgomery, scared stiff.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
So we celebrate the life and courage of George Barber on KDKA.
The Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk. It is the Colonials' time to shine against Alabama today in the NCAA tourney. RMU head coach Andy Toole.
They're going to go out to compete. They're going to go out and they're going to want to play the game the way we've been playing it. They're going to want to play well, and they're going to go out and they're going to go out swinging.
And I love how Pittsburghers are supporting, no matter what school they went to, RMU and their coach of the year, Andy Toole. We wish them all the best against the Crimson Tide.
Airports worldwide, including Pittsburgh International, are affected by an airport closing in London.
Heathrow Airport will be closed all day today due to a power outage caused by a fire at a substation that supplies the world's busiest airport. More than 1,300 arrivals and departures will be affected, and the closure is expected to cause major disruption over the next few days.
Boy, it's the butterfly effect. In this case, it's a really big butterfly, Paul.
Absolutely.
Busiest airport in the world, yeah.
200,000 passengers a day.
A day?
Yep. And a one-of-a-kind Paul Skeens rookie card sold overnight for big bucks, more than $1 million.
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to buy it. I hope you're not jealous.
They wouldn't reveal the buyer's name, by the way. Yeah.
Well, let's not say then. We'll skip that part. And that's what people are talking about. Thanks, Paul.